So you employ these people, they're going into stores, they maybe look 16 or 17, even though they are technically adults, and they buy the knives, they buy the alcohol, they buy the cigarettes, and a significant number of stores in Northern Ireland aren't doing any checking.
Yeah, that's correct. What we are really doing, first and foremost, is we're measuring the Think 21 or Challenge 25 age verification policies of supermarkets and convenience stores in UK and Ireland and Northern Ireland. And what we find is that in Northern Ireland, unfortunately, the level of compliance is somewhat lower than the rest of the UK. You know, in terms of, it's about 10% difference. And, you know, 10 years ago, you know, compliance levels were probably 60%, but now, in terms of supermarkets and convenience, in the mid to high 80s, and some of our real top level clients are getting 90-95% compliance rate.
And is it down to the stores being too busy? There's a queue. Why are they not checking when they're selling a controversial item to someone who looks like a youngster?
I think it's all part of the culture, really. You know, when we first started, we used to get those challenges. Oh, we can't send people in when it's too busy and all that sort of thing. Well, actually, what we find, especially when we're doing things like nightclubs, that's when they are asking. That's when their staff are really on it. The customer service is outstanding. They're really focused and all that sort of thing. And what we find, people don't ask for ID if they're not, you know, basically delivering good service. They're not getting eye contact with customers, and it's not perceived as being part of the culture. Where, you know, it's embedded, it's like health and safety, it's like food hygiene audits and all those compliance things. You know, we find our clients are really on it.
Who do you do it on behalf of?
We do it for pretty much every supermarket company, pretty much every convenience store, pubcos, betting companies.
So the actual owners are employing you to double check on themselves?
Correct. Yes, correct. Yeah.
And do they come down like a ton of bricks on the managers of those stores if they're failing?
Yes, they do. And also, I think the big point to highlight is actually those who do it and do it regularly, successfully, and are asking for ID, they also celebrate their success as well. So it's not only, there are disciplinary procedures that our clients take, but there's also rewards as well. You've got to remember in the UK that if a member of staff does serve a minor in a police sting or a training standards visit, they can get fined £90.
So the law is obviously there to be adhered to, but are the police taking it seriously enough?
Well, in Northern Ireland, it's hard to see that, really. You know, there was a culture in the UK 8 to 10 years ago where there was a lot of police testing, a lot of local authority testing, which really set the stall out for retailers to, you know, adhere to. In Northern Ireland, it's hard to see what testing has ever taken place. So therefore, retailers don't really know you know, what the position is of the authorities and what sort of thing.
So really, those who are running the stores, those who are providing the service, going by your research in this part of the world, at least 25% of them need to pull their socks up.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's... Yeah, that's alcohol, you know. Compliance rates on tobacco and knives and stuff like that are probably lower. So yes, definitely, that is a definite message that needs to be get across.
So it's particularly easy to buy a knife if you're underage here?
I mean, I would assume that's the case. You know, as I say, the figures we have, that, you know, they don't lie. They generally are a picture of what the state of the nation is. As I say, I think, you know, in the last 10 years, people using us and other measures that have been taken by companies have seen compliance rates and therefore access to alcohol through stores become much harder. And then, you know, that was for alcohol, and suddenly tobacco was another focus from the government, and it's harder now to access tobacco, and they've also put, obviously, big prices on packs of tobacco. And the next thing we're doing now is knives as well, which, you know, I think a lot of retailers and the government have been slow to focus on. But I, you know, there has been a lot of activity here in the mainland on Nye, especially in London. And I'm sure, again, you know, the compliance rates, that will increase.
Do you think there should be a list of items like alcohol, cigarettes, a variety of types of tablets, knives, pickaxe handles that you see sometimes on sale in big DIY stores only for over 18s? Should there be a list of items where everyone has to show ID?
I think any information for the public, I think it's important. Yeah, I think to be crystal clear about what is an age-related item and what isn't would be very helpful for everybody, both staff and customers.
Yeah, it's interesting research. Ed, thank you very much. Serves Legal Director Ed Heaver talking about the latest research into the shopping habits of the youngster and indeed how they are received by the people providing the service in the stores. Not enough of them are checking to see are they over 18. In some cases, checking do they look over 21? Do they look over 25 to ensure that the law is not being broken? So are indeed our service providers just becoming a little complacent?